Chapter 9. The Two Things You Invest. Robert's View.
My rich dad often said, there are only two things you can invest, time and money. He also said, since most people do not invest much time, they lose their money. Using the 90-10 rule of money as a rough guide, I would say that 90% of investors invest their money, but they do not invest much time. And the 10% that make 90% of the money invest more time than money. Donald Trump invested a lot of time in his financial education. He went to Wharton, possibly the finest business school in America. In 1969, when I graduated from the Merchant Marine Academy in New York, I considered going to Wharton also. One of my classmates from the academy, Al Novak, was accepted and wanted me to go with him. I did not go because the Vietnam War was raging, and I decided to go to flight school instead. I did not have the formal business school education Donald did, but I knew not having an education was a handicap. Instead, I focused a lot of time and money getting my financial education outside the traditional halls of learning. I attended many seminars, listened to many tapes and CDs, read business books, and made it a practice to teach what I learned, because teaching is one of the best ways to learn. I also learned by finding mentors and becoming an apprentice. I took two companies public because I found two mentors who taught me the process. I invest heavily in oil and gas because I had training from Standard Oil of California and from a mentor who taught me about oil and gas syndications, how to raise money for oil and gas investments. I continue my financial education via real-life experience and by having great mentors as well as great advisors. One thing I've learned is that you need to educate yourself about your sources of advice as well. Many investors think investing is risky because they take financial advice from financial experts who have very little financial training or experience. Do you realize that it takes more time to become a licensed massage therapist than it takes to become a financial advisor? Do you know that less than 20% of all stockbrokers and real estate brokers invest in the product they recommend you invest in? Do you know that most financial journalists have very little financial training or real-world investment experience? Do you know how many people invest off of hot tips? Hot tips from poor people, not rich people? How many of our politicians and lawmakers have any real-world investment experience? How many school teachers have any real-world financial training or experience? Many people think investing is risky because for people without financial education and experience, it really is risky. And it is even riskier when you turn your money over to a financial advisor who has only a little more education and experience than you have.